Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, Delino DeShields. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The DH, Jay Gibbons. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Melvin Mora. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pat Henkin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacob Cruz. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting 8th. The DH, Will Cordero. Batting 9th. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeShields hits a fly ball into left field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui hits a pop-up towards third. Branyon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cruz. The throw from Myers to Hairston and they have Cruz trapped. The throw over to Segui, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up. Steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Conine fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ed Taubensi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taubensi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0-for-1 in the game. DeShields hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Bordick moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghe is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghe strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Conine, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bordick scores. DeShields moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive towards third. Conine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gibbons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibbons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Tommy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tommy for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Branyan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taubensi is 0-for-1 in the game. Taubensi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Henkin covering, for the out. Two outs. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burks. Seghi reaches second base with a double. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gibbons is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibbons hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. DeShield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mora is 0 for 2 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizquel. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghe scoops it up and throws to first, with Hentgen covering, for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Branyan hits a line drive towards third. Conine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Burke steals second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShields is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeShields hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Seghe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bordick. The throw from Taubensy and he is safe. Bordick steals second. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taubensy is 0 for 2 in the game. Taubensy strikes out. One out. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Conine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Carsey now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-3 in the game. Mora is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Roberts now pitching. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Richard pinch runs for Greg Myers. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston bunts towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Richard moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is walked intentionally. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tabensi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. DeShields is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. Richard moves to third. Anderson moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. DeShields moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fernando Lunar now catching. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Branyan strikes out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Buddy Groom now pitching. Marty Cordova pinch hits for Ed Taubensi. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston misplays the ball. That's an error on Hairston. Burks moves to third. Cordero moves to second. Holbert Cabrera pinch hits for Jacob Cruz. Mike Trombley now pitching. Holbert Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball towards right. Anderson catches it and throws to home to double up Burks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Holbert Cabrera now playing center field. Einar Diaz now catching. Steve Reed now pitching. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conine hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibbons takes first base on ball 4. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-4 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gibbons moves to second. Fernando Lunar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lunar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Lunar reaches second base with a double. Gibbons scores. Mora goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Anderson is walked intentionally. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Kohlmeyer now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Conine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. DeShields settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-4 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.